This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. economy has grown so little over the past year and a half that many Americans believe the nation is still in a recession. Today, the National Bureau of Economic Research said that's not the case. The Bureau's Business Cycle Data Committee says, in fact, the most recent economic downturn lasted just 8 months and ended in the fall of 2001. But the committee says that doesn't mean economic conditions today are favorable. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Business Cycle Data Committee is considered the final arbiter of when recessions begin and end. It's extraordinarily careful about its research, and so it can sometimes take many months to issue a pronouncement. Today it said the recession ended in November 2001 after just 8 months, a shorter than average downturn. The committee said at least some of the downturn that year was due to the September terrorism attacks. The announcement seemed more than a little paradoxical. The economy is still shedding jobs. Boeing was the latest company to announce layoffs today. Pete Stark of California is the ranking Democrat on Congress's Joint Economic Committee.
For the over 1 million people who've lost their jobs and watched the unemployment rate climb by almost 1%, I think they're wondering what happened to that recession. They're still in it.
In fact, the committee went out of its way to note that it has not concluded that economic conditions are favorable or that the U.S. economy is operating at full capacity. It said industrial production, a key indicator of economic health, remains well below its pre-recession peak, and employment levels have not begun to recover at all. Economist Anirvan Banerjee is with the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
I don't think, at least in the post-war period, and possibly not even before that, has there been a time when we are essentially 20 months into the recovery and employment is still falling?
Banerjee says that's largely because of a continuing shift of manufacturing jobs overseas, especially to China. But companies that remain in the United States have become much more productive, and they're able to keep churning out higher levels of goods and services, even though they're doing it with fewer workers, Banerjee says.
As U.S. firms have become productive, more and more of them have become more and more productive. That has enabled some of them to stay in the U.S. But of course, becoming more productive means that they could shed workers and still produce more cheaply. And so, once again, that doesn't do much for job growth.
Today's report from the National Bureau of Economic Research said the weak employment picture had made it especially difficult to call the recession's end. Still, on balance, the nation's gross domestic product has been rising for more than a year and a half. That may be little comfort to those still without jobs. On the other hand, knowing that the recession is over could have some effect on consumer confidence and provide a little boost to growth. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.